it was amazing to see them grow and expand as we went throughout the unit.
Itina Freed-Cook is the education coordinator at Young Audiences. The organization was awarded a grant from JCPenney Cares to teach this program to third graders at Buffalo Waterfront Elementary School and first graders at Brumstead Elementary in Holland. This program uses art images and theatrical exercises, as Cook presented the book My Father's Dragon to students.
Going through the process where they're able to connect emotions to certain words, they're able to infer, understand the words that surround a particular word that does not look familiar to them, and they're able to figure out what this word means based upon the words that surround it. Everybody understands that when your eyebrows are down and your face is frowned and your nose is wrinkled up, you're upset. Everybody understands that because we can all relate to these emotions and we put that on paper and we draw it. I can see, yes, that dragon was sad at that moment. Maybe you couldn't understand it by reading the words, but when you see that picture, now you connect it to these words.
Students even created their own sequels to the story they read. Cook says the students did an amazing job.
Use lines and shapes in order to show facial expression, to show that they understand how that character felt, the different emotions of each character.
How would you say the students responded?
The students were so excited. The students were very excited when I walked into the room. They were very excited to learn. I know in the beginning, some of them were very afraid that they didn't have the experience of drawing.
Cook tells WBFO News she witnessed students enhancing their learning, even if they were on different reading levels.
Going through that story, they could see the differences and they could see where this character was going, how this character grew as the story ended, understanding the story map.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.